Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, they're just running. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason,
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. If this is your first time tuning into the broadcast, and you that are regular, I want to say before we get started, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. And also, if you want to find out what's going on with me, feel free to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C, Mr. Motivator, the letter C as in cow, M-R-M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. And if you'd like to join us for live broadcast, feel free to join us and be here live with us by dialing area code 323-580-5712. Today's broadcast, Pyramid or multi-level marketing. We want to look at multi-level marketing, and we want to look at the word pyramid, because I think there are a lot of people that get confused when they hear the word multi-level marketing. They get it mixed up with pyramid. And there are pyramids, pyramid schemes. And there is, ladies and gentlemen, a big difference between pyramids, pyramid schemes, and multi-level marketing. Multi-level marketing is an industry that's sweeping the universe. And every day there are millions of millionaires and billionaires who are being produced from the multi-level marketing industry. Multi-level marketing is a great conception. Multi-level marketing is an industry that doesn't care about your walk of life. It doesn't care about your race, your age, your size, your weight. Multi-level marketing is an industry that will take you on and give you the tools to advance and create a lifestyle that will be acceptable to you. In fact, many years ago, when I worked as an engineer, I was introduced to multi-level marketing by one of the top engineers, the chief engineers with my firm. And I was a young man. I think I was around 22 years old. And this man took me to a meeting and allowed me to meet some millionaires. And immediately, I just fell in love with it, because I was around people that I could relate to, people that I admired, energetic people. And to see these people being millionaires and to see them working together, building businesses, building teams, this really fascinated me. and my eyes became open to the amount, to the money that I could make. And they just treated me like I was a family member, like I was a brother. And I never felt more at home than going to that meeting with my friend to get introduced to some millionaires that were involved in multi-level marketing industry. And have I made money in multi-level marketing? Yes, I have. And do I think it's an awesome industry? Yes, I do. And one of the speakers that really inspired me, one of the speakers that really got my attention was a man named Zig Ziglar. And Zig is, there's nobody I know that can motivate people and talk business and turn the words of business into a symphony that's playing beautiful music like Mr. Zig Ziglar. He was just an awesome guy, and he really motivated and inspired me. And he was a trailblazer, and he set records. He did things in sales, and he helped to motivate others in the multi-level marketing industry. But again, let's look at the pyramid schemes, and let's take a look at why people get mixed up with the ideas and conceptions of multi-level marketing and how people get off onto the wrong track. Okay, now, sometimes people who don't know much about the industry confuse multi-level marketing with pyramiding. Let me say this. Pyramiding is a scheme in which people hope to receive unearned income or benefit by convincing others to invest their money. It's a scheme that basically is illegal in virtually every country. By having an understanding of the fundamental differences between illegal pyramiding and the perfectly legitimate multi-level marketing industry, we have to look at, they both go out trying to capture a lot of people, but one does it based on a deception. In pyramiding, an upfront investment is usually required, an amount of money to buy a position. Recruits are sometimes told that you don't have to sell anything. All you need to do is sponsor others and try to do so by inviting them to come out and to hear what you're talking about and do everything that you can to get them to invest. And when you receive a percentage of the investment that they make, that is how the person in the pyramid benefits. If there is a product involved at all, there is no emphasis on retailing that product to the customers, excuse me, or to the consumers. The pyramiding system usually results in a burst of volume, but then a collapse within a few years. The only people who benefit are the company's founders and a few of the distributors who are able to get in on the ground floor. All the rest of the people that participated end up losing their entire investment. That's right, folks. Be careful. Be on the lookout for people who are presenting a pyramid scheme, or they're trying to get you to invest in something that you really can't see, touch, or feel. There's not a product involved. And you can get yourself in a situation. And a lot of these people that are involved in pyramid schemes don't pay taxes because they want to get all their money up front. Once they get enough people, then they shut everything down and they move away someplace else. That is a deception. That is trouble. That is a catastrophe to someone who have a family and they bought friends in. And to be successful in any business, you have to have your name. Your name must mean something. Your word must mean something. Your word is your bond. And who is going to respect you if you lead them to some place that's going to take their income, that's going to cause their family to be devastated, that's going to lead that family into a divorce because of the financial disaster and ruin? If you are a victim or if you've been a victim, make sure you research and check out a company before you launch out to make sure you're not involved with an illegal pyramid scheme of any type. A good multi-level marketing company will usually have a quality product. They'll have a marketing plan. There'll be support. There'll be training materials. You'll have everything that you need at your disposal to build a successful company. You can't build a successful company if you are involved in a pyramid scheme or something that's illegal, something that is a deception. There are a lot of things that go with multi-level marketing, but multi-level marketing is basically looking for a potential product that's hot in demand and then look at the price that product is selling for. Because sometimes there are some multi-level marketing companies that are so overpriced that it's difficult for a person to make money with that company because the product is too overpriced. As a businessman, you want to look at a market niche. What is a market niche? A market niche is a need that's not being fulfilled and in the market. And you got to look for something that and the focus is to see if there's a need for that particular product. And if there's a need, hey, who would be willing to pay this amount for it? And what kind of competition do I have? If you don't have virtually a lot of competition and you have a product that's priced appropriately or an inexpensive product, a product that is a quality product that actually helps people, a product that will, or service that will actually benefit people and save them some money, folks, you have something powerful. You may have something that has great marketing potential. And the other key elements that we look at when you get into a successful product or you look for a good product